I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-Minute Reset. Today, we want to talk about facing your fear. And if you're in leadership in any business, or if you're succeeding in any area of life that you're leading, right, you're probably afraid of failing and losing the success that you've built up. I read a study recently that said that 90% of CEOs said that fear of failure keeps them up at night more than any other concern. More than any other concern, more than running their business well, thriving as individuals. And not only does that kind of thing take away the joy of your successes when that becomes the driving factor, it also ruins the chance of you succeeding in the future. Because if that's your secret hidden mission statement, that's a serious problem. And we need to lean into that. And one of the most effective ways to do that is to face the fear head on. You've probably heard of exposure therapy. I have one of my children suffers with OCD, and the gold standard for that is to think about the thing that you're afraid of. And he actually has tapes that he plays of the thing that his the back of his brain is bugging the front of his brain to think about, right? Like the animal brain saying, "Hey, panic about this," and he repeats it to himself again and again until he realizes, "Oh yeah, I'm not afraid of that. I can manage that, and I can ignore that and just let it sit there." When it comes to your fear of failure, think about what it would look like to fail, and you're probably going to find, if you really meditate on it, it's not all that bad.
That's right. It's like worst case scenario. Oh, I could deal with that. And of course, to bring this to Christ, it's like, what did he say in the Bible in his 3-year powerful ministry over and over again? It's fear not, for I am with you always. Yeah, be not afraid. And I think, remember when Roosevelt said in World War II, "Hey, there's nothing to fear but fear itself." I think the fear itself is so bad. And so I know that therapists will say, just sit, what are you afraid of? Okay, think about that. And you might even weep through that, or it might make you afraid at first, and then it starts to dissipate. But when we run from that fear of failure or anything else, it just goes stronger and stronger and stronger. And sometimes we just have to turn around and go, yeah, what if the board fired me tomorrow? What if I got dismissed unceremoniously? What if the people that work for me all quit and rejected me as their manager? Chris, I know you and I were talking about this before. You were like, hey, if I lost everything, I could go work at Costco. And I would be fine with that.
Yeah. And no offense to the Costco workers.
No.
Listeners. But really, like,
if they let you work there, because, you know,
it's great. But as a preacher, right? That's like, well, I guess if no one listened to me anymore, I just go get a job in town doing something else. And I was actually dealing with this fear, and my counselor said, "Hey, what happened?" "Well, yeah, go get a job at Costco." He's like, "Is that bad?" I'm like, "Actually, no." So he's like, "Okay, so the thing you're afraid of most is not even that bad." Okay.
So let's
do
away
with the fear.
God, help us to face our fears and give them to you on the cross, and to know that you'll be with us through the worst of anything, and that we can handle that, and we can let go of our fears and live in peace and freedom. Amen.
Amen.